And now, speaking of inspiration, we're going to have our speaker today, and he's one of our elders, and Elder Ruel LaPlana, and his title of his sermon is Endurance, which we all need. So thank you. Welcome to our pulpit. The next voice you hear will be that of the living God has given to us through his servant, Ruel. So with a hearty amen, I welcome Ruel to our pulpit. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Mike. Just. Good morning and happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. It's snowing today. I'm a little worried that, you know, snow will fall again, like last week, that we have a lot of snow. All the towns are worried how we're going to do this 2 minute snow. So some are like, you know, dumping it somewhere else because it's like it's going away. Let's see. Show it again. All right, there we go. Thank you, Jim. So our title of our message today, I'm looking at something that is very relevant in our times. Brothers and sisters, how's our faith today? This topic hopefully will help us, encourage us, something that we need. Between God that tells us all the promises, now until its fulfillment, there is a waiting period. From a child's perspective, from their dreams to its fulfillment in grade school until graduating college, there is a waiting period. Between hope and realization, the gap, there is a waiting period. To survive in that waiting period so that you can hold on to receive what you are expecting, you need this endurance. Many people receive the promise of hope with excitement, but very soon they lose their energy and its temper as they wait in the fulfillment of their hope. Noah was in that space of hope and fulfillment when he was told to build an ark Noah was in this space. He was told to build an ark because there's going to be a flood. And for 120 years, he was waiting for that flood. Just imagine, brothers and sisters. But Noah never gave up. He stayed, and the flood came to save his family in that flood. He had endurance. Another person in our Bible, a character, Abraham, also was in that space when God told him that in the age of 75, he was to be the father of all nations. Abraham is asking, Lord, I'm too old. But he waited until he was 125 years old, between promise and fulfillment. He was going old, as I said. His wife was going old, but he had to wait to the fulfillment of the promise he had endured. Even David was in that space of promise and fulfillment when he was anointed as king. But for 17 years, he was running away from Saul in a refugee that sometimes he was pretending to be a madman just to survive. David needed endurance between promise and fulfillment. Between promise and fulfillment, brothers and sisters, you need endurance. Now, what is endurance? Endurance is the capacity to last or to stand pressure. The power of enduring an unpleasant or difficult process situation without giving away. In biblical terms, to remain faithful under pressure. To continue trusting God despite pain. Lord, I'm hurt. To stay obedient when it's hard. With all this meaning, brothers and sisters. Now, I believe that each one of us here has a certain kind of sports that we love it. Maybe athletics, boxing, football, soccer, volleyball, or whatever. And I believe that one of our biblical characters, the Apostle Paul, was a great lover of sports. In fact, throughout his writings, you find that he tends to fall back to a sporting imaginary or sporting analogy in order for us to understand what exactly he wanted to communicate. To describe or help us understand the Christian walk or Christian life. In his writing, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 26, when he says, therefore, I do not run aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. So, as you can see, brothers and sisters, Paul knows maybe how boxing, what boxing is. And he watched athletic races. And even in one of his also writing, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 9, when he was trying to challenge Galatians, when they were giving up their Christian faith, he said, "You were running the good race. Who cut in you to keep from obeying the truth?" Meaning, he knows. He has athletic imaginary, communicating to us that almost the same in our Christian walk of life. Brothers and sisters, in our life, as a Christian, our life is like, life is not a sprint, it's a marathon. Now, what is a sprint? As you can see there, sprint is a short distance race, while marathon is a long distance race. Let's see the example of our famous here, the Boston Marathon, the world's oldest annual marathon, first held in 1897. So the Boston Marathon was the oldest annual marathon to all the world, started in 1897 with a distance of 26 miles and run through 8 towns and cities from Hopkinton to Boston. You have to go through the road elevation. Not all roads are, plain. There are roads you have to a little bit hilly, and also you have to consider the weather. Sometimes Boston marathons fall in a rainy days. Sometimes it's a sunny day, it's too hot. So you have to endure until the finish line. A marathon runner doesn't win by starting fast, but by enduring mile after mile of running. The same way also in our Christian life, in our Christian walk. It is not all about excitement at the beginning, but it is all about faithfulness to the end. Why endurance is necessary, brothers and sisters? Because trials are guaranteed. In John chapter 16, verse 23, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you have trouble. Very clear. Ahead of us, telling us that in this world we have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. This is the promise of Jesus, brothers and sisters. It is very clear that our Christian faith's journey is not a bed of roses. It's not like those prosperity theology or the prosperity gospels. You know, you see those big churches, you know, big on the TV, giving us the false belief that the reward of material gain is the will of God for all pious Christians. This is a false belief that, you know, people fall off. It is not that when you follow Christ, you will get rich. Trials, brothers and sisters, are guaranteed. But let us remember, problem don't mean God has left. Difficulties don't mean your faith is weak. And again, trials are part of our Christian journey. Let's look at the example of Job. Every one of us knows the story of Job. Every now and then, keep repeating to us the endurance of Job through suffering. He lost positions, lost children, lost health. Brothers and sisters, all of this can also happen to us. Remember that always. All this Job's experience can happen to us. But he says, though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Even so, I will defend my own ways before him. Job didn't understand, but he endured. Endurance is not a passive suffering. It is an active faith. What is passive endurance means or look like? So one, as you can see there, giving up inside. It's like, you know, I'm nothing to do. Saying nothing matters anymore. Just waiting for the pain to end without hope. You're like hopeless. And sometimes we say, I guess this is my life now. There's nothing I can do. It's kind of a silent resignation. But if you look at the example in our life, in the life of Job, Job chose faith while suffering. That's an active faith. Job said, I don't understand this, but I still trust God. In our life today, Lord, I work hard, but still I work hard, double job, whatever I do. I cannot understand why I'm still struggling. But remember, as like Job, he did not give up God. He chose faith while suffering. Active faith means you are intentionally responding to hardship with trust, obedience, and hope, even when circumstances don't change. Meaning, brothers and sisters, it's not just like you go with the flow. Intentionally, by heart, by mind, and our actions. Endurance also involves in our daily spiritual decisions. It is considered active, one, choosing forgiveness instead of resentment. Holding on God's promises instead of despair. And remaining faithful when it's hard. Brothers and sisters, Job suffered deeply. Ask questions. Lord, why? He cried out. Sometimes we cried, right? Job cried, maybe he cried more because of all these things that happened to him. But he never fully let go God. As he said in John chapter 13 and 15, verse 15, Job wrestled with God, spoke honestly, and still declared trust. That is an active faith. Trusting God one step at a time, even when you don't understand. It's a hard part, brothers and sisters, because sometimes we just, you know, we just go to our room and then, you know, just keep not moving, not eating, not going sometimes, keep Sabbath because, Lord, I feel pain. I feel this, you know. Brothers and sisters, let's have that active faith. Let's go to our greatest example, and that is Jesus. He endured to the end. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Brothers and sisters, Jesus was betrayed of friends, false accusations, beating, and crucifixions. It can happen to us also. Maybe not all, some, it can happen to us. But Jesus endured because he saw beyond the pain. Always remember, brothers and sisters, why I'm doing this, why I'm asking for the Sabbath, you know, this job is, you know, good money, but I'm still doing it to ask for a Saturday exemption, because you are thinking that beyond that struggles, there is something, a reward for us. Jesus endured because he saw beyond the pain. When you feel like giving up, Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. I have an example here, the bamboo tree. So what is a bamboo tree? Let's try to look at what is this kind of tree. So one of the characteristics of a bamboo tree, it is a giant grass. It is despite of its woody appearance, but still is a member of a grass family. The second one, bamboo has a higher tensile strength, so meaning incredible strength and flexibility. Its strength is more than a mild steel. Just remember, more than a mild steel. And I was able to, when I get married, I said, it's hard to find a job for a Sabbath, so I have to have something. You know, I have a degree, and I have something to have what we call it skill. So I learned welding, just in case, you know, I can work with my own space with that skill, welding. So I happened to experience building, you know, the ship, car ship, that can put 5,500 cars inside that ship. So we built 18 of those. So I'm one who, you know, I experienced that one. So we usually use inside that ship mild steel. So now I learned that bamboo is more, it's more, has a more tensile strength than the mild steel. So it's amazing. The next one is eco-friendly powerhouse. So bamboo releases 35% more oxygen. So it acts as an air purifier. And then versatile and edible. Edible means the shoots, which is the soft one, can be, you know, it's a rich in fiber and potassium. So in Asian countries, you can find it. They have the food that the shoots of the bamboo. Then sustainable and regenerative. So bamboo doesn't need replanting after harvest because the new shoots or the new roots will just pop up. Now, why bamboo tree? So bamboo tree, if you plant bamboo tree, it takes 4 to 5 years before you can say anything above the ground. So no visible growth above the ground. Nothing happens. If you don't have patience, you say, what's going on with this bamboo? It's already 5 years now. Nothing come going up. But in 5 to 6 years, it grows 80 feet. Why? Because in those years, 4 to 5 years, it builds a strong root system under the ground. So brothers and sisters, you can see no visible above the ground, nothing happening, but under the ground, it builds a strong root system for that 4 to 5 years. Likewise, brothers and sisters, in our Christian walk, God may be working underground before you see results. Don't give up too soon. Endurance is not optional, it's essential. Brothers and sisters, what helps us endure? Of course, number one is the Word of God. In Psalm 119, verse 92, it says there, unless your law had been my delight, I would have perished. Without finding joy and guidance in God's Word, the psalmist would have been completely overwhelmed and destroyed by the intense suffering, persecution, or trials. So meaning, brothers and sisters, it is proven that the Word of God, our Bible, can help us endure to the end. The next one, prayer. Prayer doesn't remove trials. It gives us the power to endure them and trust God through them. So that's, you know, we have to remember that. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it says, pray without ceasing. Pray constantly, maintain dependence of God, and persevere in prayer rather than giving up. So meaning, brothers and sisters, when we pray, persevere. Don't just pray today, the next day, Lord, nothing happens. Then we forgot. Persevere in praying. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Prayer doesn't always change the situation, but it changes us. Prayer keeps us connected to God's presence in suffering. Jesus himself prayed in Gethsemane. The trial was not removed, but he was strengthened to endure. Another thing that helps us endure, faith community. Go to church. Attend, you know, our potlucks or whatever the church activities. It will help us grow our faith. Don't just by yourself. Attend these meetings because this is the only way we can endure, help us endure our walk, our Christian walk to the end. We endure better when we are together. Remember this always, brothers and sisters. Don't say, I have everything, so I'm good. I have, you know, no. The advice for us is we endure better if we are together. Brothers and sisters, don't quit when it's hard. Don't walk away when prayers seem unanswered. Don't lose hope in waiting. Our Bible text reminds us that he who endures to the end shall be saved. Brothers and sisters, remember this. God sees our hearts. God remembers your faithfulness. God rewards endurance. Now, before I end, I want you to watch this video. I don't know if you see this video. Hopefully, this will help us. As we walk in our journey with the water. This one right up. No, this one. Where's this one? All right, thank you. Please watch this, brothers and sisters.
Still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Brothers and sisters, remember, God sees our tears. God remembers your faithfulness. And God rewards your endurance. This is my prayer.